Oh, Sean's on. 2016. Sean's on the phone. I'm sorry, Sean. There it is. All right.
Man, you know, we have just 3 days left in 2016. I wanted to take just a few minutes out this morning to address something that I keep hearing about 2017. I keep hearing that 2017 is going to be a terrible year. I even hear some people saying it's going to be the end of the world. Some people say it's going to be Armageddon. This weekend I heard some people, and they were serious. I heard some religious people saying Jesus was coming back, and I get it. After seeing our first black president elected and then reelected, the spectacle of seeing the man who denied President Obama's very humanity and citizenship, seeing Donald Trump elected to replace him is devastating. I sincerely believe that Donald Trump is a terrible human being. I've dedicated much of the past 18 months of my life stopping him, and I'll continue to do that. But this morning, I want to remind you of what we have already endured. This morning, I want to remind us of what we have already overcome. From 1525 until 1866, Skip, that's a period of 341 years.
Wow.
Tens of millions of Africans were forced out of their homes, away from their families and lands, and into the transatlantic slave trade. Husbands were ripped from wives, children were separated from their mothers, siblings were sent off not only to different plantations, but different nations, as Africans were sent all over Europe and the Americas. For 341 years, Africans endured the transatlantic slave trade and the horrors that came with it. So listen, yes, Donald Trump is a terrible human being, but you have stared down terrible human beings before and survived. From 1865 until this very day, the United States has been in a period that we either call Jim Crow or the new Jim Crow. We have endured widespread lynching. We have endured water hoses and dogs. We have endured the backs of buses. We have endured humiliation and segregation. We are currently enduring mass incarceration and police brutality. We endured Montgomery. We endured Birmingham. We endured the assassination of Malcolm and Martin. We endured the assassinations of Medgar Evers and Fred Hampton. We endured COINTELPRO and the systemic government destruction of every civil and human rights movement we've ever built. We endured the genocide of Black Wall Street in Tulsa. We endured Hurricane Katrina. We have endured a century of substandard housing and education. Whatever they have thrown at us, we have endured it. Do not be afraid. Do not allow fear to grip your mind. Do not be overcome with worry or dread. Do not allow the possible stress of tomorrow or the unknown challenges that will surely come our way. Do not allow them to keep you in a self-imposed bondage. Listen, I am deeply concerned about Donald Trump, but we have faced down tens of thousands of bullies and bad men and lived to tell the story. He is not new. His lies, his ways, his strategies, they are not new. They are as old as this world. And if you allow the threat of who he may be convince you that the end is near, then you have given him far more credit than he deserves. He's bad, but you're great. You stand on the shoulders of countless ancestors who stared men just like him in the face. We are the lineage of Ida B. Wells and Frederick Douglass. We are the descendants of Nat Turner. We are proud. We are strong. We are the realized dreams of our ancestors. And I'll close with this thought. I don't know exactly what 2017 will bring. I agree that it will be problematic and fierce. But I believe in myself. I believe in you. I believe in us. We have endured, survived, and thrive before, and I'd be damned if Donald Trump is going to stop us now. Take care, everybody, and Happy New Year.
And Sean, before you go, we want to commend you because you're the one who brought attention to the Fort Worth woman and her daughters who were assaulted and arrested by a Fort Worth police officer because he refused to do anything about an older white guy choking her 7-year-old son. You remember that video went viral and all. Well, yesterday, a Dallas school principal posted this on Facebook to the mom. Stop trying to act innocent.
Right.
If you had kept your fat mouth shut, the cop would have had a reason to cuff you. Would not have
right.
had a reason to
right.
cuff you.
Right.
So
foolishness, man.
So the school principal was fired because of you know, the backlash from that Facebook post.
Yeah, man, we got to keep on fighting. You know, Skip, they're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at us, man. But we have always endured, and we will continue to endure.
All right, man. Much love. Happy New Year to you, Sean King.
Happy New Year to you, man.
All right.